A shout-out now for the winner of this year's annual Stanley and Stella Shouting Contest.
Stanley! Come on!
That is Nicole Martin, who won first place with that vigorous shout to an actor on a New Orleans balcony portraying Stanley Kowalski, the character from A Streetcar Named Desire. Brian Buckles won second place.
Stella!
Stella! Is what he said. The event was held yesterday as part of the 26th annual Tennessee Williams New Orleans Literary Festival. With whatever vocal prowess they have remaining, Nicole Martin and Brian Buckles join us now. Welcome and congratulations.
Hi.
Hi, thank you.
And Nicole, first, how did you prepare for this? How did you channel your inner Stella Kowalski?
I think it's pretty easy to imagine how I would yell if they had raped my sister while she was in a mentally altered state.
So this was a method approach that you used.
I wouldn't quite call it method. A lot of the method was liquid courage.
Okay. Brian, was there some liquid method involved in your preparation?
Oh, yeah, of course. But I had a friend of mine's wife who was coaching me before it did to tell me exactly. I'd never seen the movie.
I want you each to tell us, when you're not acting the role of Stella in public in New Orleans, what do you do?
I'm a legal assistant, and I also am a member of a book club, and that's how I became familiar with the play.
And Brian, what do you do in real life?
I build houses and play a lot of golf.
And do you know anyone named Stella?
Actually, I do. We bowl on Fridays, and the name's Stella, and every time I see her at the bowling alley, I get on my knees and I scream, Stella, and I really do it. And I called her last night and actually told her some of my inspiration. She actually won.
And Nicole Martin, do you know any Stanleys? It's a more common name.
Not at all, actually. But Marlon Brando as a young man looked a lot like my grandfather as a young man.
Brando, who, of course, played Stanley Kowalski famously, first on stage and then in the movie. Well, what did you both win for this?
I think everybody got the same gifts if you were first and second. And I don't know if she got her case of beer, but I wanted to let her know she had won a case of beer. And we won a massage, and then we won a steamboat, a hat, T-shirt, a bucket, and some wine glasses.
And Nicole, you won the very same prizes?
Yes, I think I did win the same prizes, but I did not get my case of beer. I'll be sure to track that down.
Okay.
Yes, a friend of mine still has it, but I couldn't find you and I had left. But he called me last night and said he had the case of beer, so I'll try to track it down for you if I can.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
Well, Brian Buckles, a second-place winner, and Nicole Martin, a first-place winner, thanks so much for talking with us about it.
All right.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
And we have audio of some of the people who took part but did not win in the Tennessee Williams New Orleans Literary Festival Stanley and Stella Shouting Contest.
Stella! 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 Stella!
That group included Dave Cameron, Carlin Benz, a former winner, Leora Sepon-Chavin, who placed third, Edmund Jurisch, David Mellerine, another former winner, Linda Freed, Patrick Carey, who had Stella tattooed on his back, and Zena Mitchell, the sound of all the shouting, courtesy of the New Orleans Times-Picayune.
This is NPR News.